Okay.
This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started. Well, hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is Felice Gerwitz, and today I do have an amazing guest on the line, and I can't wait to share her story with all of you. And so today I have one of our podcasters on the line, and she and Mary Beth, both hosts, Road School Moms. I'm just almost drew a blank there. And so they are an amazing, tag team, and they host a show every Sunday at 9 o'clock in the evening. So tune into the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.com and click on the Road School Moms little button there. And today with me is Kimberly Travaglino, and she is a true Road School Mom and is going to be sharing some exciting news with all of us today. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thanks, Felice. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show with you.
Yeah, well, when we first met, and you've been on, a couple of different shows with me. You guys both did a Mommy Jammies night for me, and it was fun having you on. You have an amazing story, Kimberly. In fact, I never even knew that there were Road School Moms because I think I've kind of like one of my little secret desires is to, you know, sell everything and go on the road. And you guys have not only had that as a desire, but you have done that. So first, before we get started on some of the exciting news, let's hear a little bit about you and your family.
Oh, yes. In 2007, on an impulse, my husband, Chris, bought a pop-up camper so we could go camping. And I know you have a pop-up camper, Felice, so you,
right.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. They're small and tiny. We'd never camped before, but the pop-up was intriguing, so I was willing to try it. And when I stood in the pop-up for the first time, I was struck with the idea that everything a family needed to live, the real necessities of life, were packed in that tiny little box on wheels. And so I looked out the window to the 3,500 square foot home that we had, and immediately all I could see was excess. You know, our regular middle class American lifestyle was accumulating excess, and I realized all that stuff was actually robbing us of time and freedom. This all happened within a moment. You know, this whole epiphany came to me within a moment. And I understood right then and there that if we pared down to just the essentials and got rid of our debt, we would have the freedom to enjoy our time together. And more importantly, we would be able to spend this very, very fleeting time with our children. We had at that point three children. When we finally did launch ourselves, it took us 3 years to launch ourselves on this journey. We had four children, and I knew that that time with them was precious, and I wanted to spend every minute with them. There's a lot of people who, like you and myself, wake up and say, wow, I wish I could sell it all and do this. But the reality is it's not for everyone. So it's been a wonderful journey for us. This is our fifth year of doing it, and we've had the pleasure in those 5 years to teach other people how to do it.
That's so cool. And then somewhere along the line, you met Mary Beth. And so share that a little bit, because you both host that the Road School Moms podcast together, and yet you RV different places in the state. So how did you meet Mary Beth?
Well, throughout the entire journey, this journey has not only brought us closer as a family, it's brought us closer to God, and we have been able to let God guide us. And one of the ways that He guides us, like this show, like meeting you, is by bringing people into our lives. And at that point, the point right before I had met Mary Beth, I wanted to host a convention for families who wanted to road school, as opposed to a homeschool convention, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with. A road school convention deals more with locations and making the most out of your curriculum based on where you are in the world. So I wanted to host this convention, and simultaneously, Mary Beth popped up on the Facebook group. We have a very large full-time families Facebook group for people who are interested in this lifestyle, and she popped up there, and something about her caught my eye, and I PM'd her. And just happened to mention that I was trying to put this convention together. And she said, you won't believe this, but I actually have convention experience. My family used to run a huge property where we hosted an event annually, a very large covered bridge event in Indiana. And I know how to host a convention. And I knew that at that point that was God bringing us together. And I fell in love with Mary Beth immediately. She's a wonderful woman. She, like myself, have four road schooling kiddos. Our kids are in similar age brackets, and we just love being parked next to them. So Thanksgiving came, and she said, I'm leaving Indiana. Where in the world are you? And I said, I'm in the Keys. And she said, save the spot next to you. I'm coming. We'd never met before in person. And she pulled in, and every day they threatened to leave, and every day they extended their reservation by another day. And we were able to spend about a week and a half together, and we fell in love with each other, and our families just really clicked. And she also, like me, runs a business for full-time RVing families. She runs what she calls the Road Trip Teacher, and it's road school curriculums. So if you go to Mount Rushmore and you want more information, or you want your kids to do coloring pages and puzzles and whatever about Mount Rushmore, she's got those, what she calls learning guides in her on her website. So so I said, there's great opportunities for us to get together. And then she moved to Fort Myers, and I stayed in the Keys. And then I found you, Felice, because I was, again, looking to run my convention. And so I was Googling other successful homeschool conventions, and your name popped up. And you said you would meet with us for lunch, and the rest is history.
Well, it was so funny because I don't normally agree to do that. And so when you told me a little bit about yourself, I thought, well, this is really interesting. I want to meet these girls. And when we, you know, sat for lunch, I said, so what is the purpose of this? And you said, I don't really know. And then when I heard your stories, I think right
that was the truth. I didn't know. I just knew that we all needed. Yeah, exactly. I didn't know. And I said that to Mary Beth before you arrived. I said, I don't know why we're here. I just feel a real calling that the three of us need to sit at this table together for an hour or so.
Yeah, that was sweet. And then I think I offered you a podcast right there on the spot, which I don't normally do. And, you know, something our guests and listeners of this network may not know, and that is that just about everyone who podcasts on this network, it is by direct invitation or someone who has contacted me, and I've done some research on them. I don't normally just offer them out because we want to make sure to give you the very best in podcasts. And so you have something amazing that you are doing, and that is a product. Let's jump to that, and then we can find out a little bit more about, you know, your decisions and everything. And you have a book that you have. It's an ebook, and you also have it in hard copy. And it is How to Hit the Road and Our Journey Bundle. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks. So about 6 months into our adventure, people started sending me emails. Well, we started a company called Full Time Families to support the needs of families who full time RV or wanted to full time RV, and we can get into a little of their specific needs later. But 6 months into that, I was getting my inbox flooded with all these questions: How do you do this? How do you find a curriculum? How do you find an income source? How do you tell your parents that you're going to hit the road? How do you pack up for the kids? You know, what kind of clothes? Questions. And I thought, oh my goodness, we need one resource, you know, so that I could just swipe. And that resource turned into How to Hit the Road, Making Your Family's Full RV Dreams a Reality. And that was published in 2011 and has been very wildly successful. I mean, we sell tons of copies every day of that in both ebook and hard copy version. And I was rewriting How to Hit the Road because it had gotten a little dated and I wanted the links to be updated, and I had learned a lot more. So I wanted to share a lot more of what I had learned and the mistakes we had made, so other people could avoid them. And so I was rewriting it, and in How to Hit the Road, it suggested that you get a notebook and you write these things down. And I thought, this book really needs a workbook to go along with it, because there's a lot of prompts. There's a lot of information that I request that you write down specifically and right away. What date do you want to launch yourself? I know that seems premature, but without a date, you have a dream and not a goal. So right away, I want you to write down your date. And then I wanted you to write down, you know, what's your impressions of the family, or whether your spouse was interested and what his reservations or her reservations were about it and what your children would think about it. And so I started writing all those prompts that I had in the book down into a notebook. And again, God provided me with an amazing graphic designer who came into my life. She's also a full-time RVing mom, so she completely understood what I was trying to accomplish. And she took that tattered and destroyed notebook that I had been writing notes in, and she turned it into this amazing book that we decided to call the Journey Journal. And it's a place where you write down exactly the steps that you're taking to make this dream into a reality for your family. And then once it's done, or even if it's just half done, it becomes a treasured keepsake for your children. Your children are going to go on this adventure with you. And depending on their age and maturity, they may or may not understand what it is you're trying to accomplish. Many of us are not on this journey because we want to go see the Grand Canyon. That's lovely, and we get to do that. But we're on this journey for another reason, and it's because we value our family time more than we value the traditional American dream, which is accumulating stuff, having big houses and lots of cars. And it's important that your children know that, because they're going to feel ripped away from everything that they know and that's comfortable. So having this treasured keepsake to share with them when they're old enough to understand it will really give them a window into your soul as you took the largest leap in your life.
And that's really interesting, because, you know, people would say, well, you're not enjoying the stability or something like that, but you do, you know, and that's the one thing I learned in getting to talk to you both, was that you do have, you know, this passion, and that is, you know, you're not giving up anything as much as you're replacing it with, you know, family time. And so, you know, each family looks at what's important to them and what will work with, you know, their goals for their family. And I'm sure there were a lot of, you know, times where you had to deal with, you know, reactions of people, because, you know, our friends and our family, they do like to tell us what they think. And so that was something that you had to deal with, Kimberly. So is this something that you, you know, encourage people to journal about? Just as some sort of an aid for them?
Absolutely. In fact, specifically, when people think about transitioning from a traditional lifestyle to a mobile lifestyle, they really think about the mechanics, the nuts and bolts. How am I going to make money? How am I going to educate my kids? Where am I going to put my, my LP collection from, you know, the 1970s on? What am I going to do with all this stuff? But really, the big portion of preparing yourself for a tradition like this is dealing with the emotional pieces, both of your family that you're going to be taking with you and the friends and family that you're going to be leaving home. And their reactions may not be what you expect. If you expect them to be really excited and supportive and say, wow, that's a great idea, you might be blindsided. In fact, just this week, Mary Beth and I did our first mini-series show on Road School Moms about dealing with naysayers, because more often than not, the reaction is negative. They don't want you to do this. They don't have your vision. They're not passionate about this like you are. They think that you're going on this long-term extended vacation. They think that there's a lot of risk involved. They don't want you taking the grandchildren away. They want you, you know, to be safe and sound and next door. That would be great. Right. If you could live anywhere in the world, then that's where you should live. And so by journaling what you anticipate their reactions will be, and by journaling what their actual reactions will be you give yourself the opportunity to have a very cathartic exercise about what you just experienced with them. I know that from the show last night, it was evident that Mary Beth experienced much more judgmental attitudes than I did. My family was not pleased. My husband's family was not pleased, but, you know, they really do their best to be supportive, even in light of when they're not happy with our decisions. They do realize that we're adults and we're parents and that these are decisions we need to make for ourselves. Yeah. But Mary Beth experienced such judgment, and that really came through last night. And I really feel for the families that have a really, really hard time.
Right. And so it also probably helped you to, you know, realize that that is going to be coming up and prepare what you want to say so that, you know, you're concise. Because I think, you know, a lot of times people, you know, tend to do things and maybe, you know, it would be easier to get talked out of if you don't have exactly the real reason why you want to, you know, do this. And so I think that's really a great tool for people. And so would you say that many of the people who do road school, because you mentioned schooling your kids, many of them are homeschoolers, I would say?
Oh, the vast majority. There's a very, very small, maybe 1-2% of families who live full-time in RVs and stay stationary for a school year and let their kids go to a public school or a private school in the area. The vast majority of us homeschool. In fact, homeschooling is kind of like a gateway drug to road schooling, because once you have a calendar and a school schedule, your spouse or yourself has a location independent income source, you look at your house and say, why are we sitting here when we could be anywhere in the world? So a lot of our road schoolers actually come from the homeschool world.
Okay. All righty. And so, you know, what would you say is the greatest benefit of full-time family travel?
The greatest benefit has to be exposing yourself and your children to a worldview. Seeing the world through the lens of a traveler, it creates an attitude of empathy and understanding that you might not get if you were stationary in one spot or only traveled for vacation. While it's lovely, like I mentioned before, to see things like the Grand Canyon and Yellowstone, if that's what this journey had been about for us, we'd been done a long time ago. This journey, we learned, is about the people we meet and the talents that we share with them and the experiences that we have as a family and then the experiences that we have as a community. A lot of people, when they get the idea to sell it all and hit the road, they think they're going to be all alone out there. And the reality is there's thousands of us out here. And just like in a regular sticks and bricks setting, which is what RVers call houses, we seek community. You know, we're social human beings and we seek community. And so there's a huge community out here and we meet each other at rallies and we travel together, intentional neighborhoods. And that's been the greatest benefit for us.
That's really cool. And so, like you said, you have these different networking, you know, sites with your Facebook and your website, and people can email you. So if people do want to go to your website, well, why don't you give them that, Kimberly, your website URL?
Definitely. It's fulltimefamilies.com, all one word. And there you'll find all the information about the events we host and the resources we can provide families. And we've amassed a huge amount of providers that offer our families discounts, exclusive discounts, and so you can see them all there. And then we have little things that we've created along the way, like virtual communities. We host a Minecraft Monday. We have a dedicated Minecraft server for kids so that they can connect wherever in the world they are. And we have our own scouting program, very much like the Boy Scouts, that is geared towards RVing children, where they can earn. There's a huge, huge network of opportunities out there if this is a lifestyle you're seeking.
All right, really cool. And so, you know, one of the challenges, I'm sure, is support? Like, what does your husband, obviously he had a job before you started road schooling, and he had to find alternative, work, I'm sure. So, for what is your, recommendation to families who are thinking about doing this, but just maybe look at it? Like, for example, my husband's a contractor, and it would be difficult, if not impossible, for him to do something like that on the road. But let's say, well, just go ahead before I give you more hypotheticals here.
Ultimately, a location-dependent income source is really the optimum solution. So that means you can work and make money wherever in the world you are. And quite a few ways that you can do that. For someone in your position, Mary, Felice, I would say that he's got this unique contract experience. Maybe instead of jobs, off-site work, he could be a contract assistant, or he could. I'm not really really experienced with how contracting works, but I looking for something that doesn't require him to be physically there while still using the tools that he has amassed in his career over all this time. Maybe he could teach other people how to become contractors. There's a million different ways to make money on the road. Other people go for opportunities such as work camping, where you go to a campground and you may or may not get a stipend while you're there, but you'll definitely get free lot rent. Some people sell Christmas trees and fireworks during those seasons. Some people go work for Amazon. Amazon specifically and intentionally hires RVers for their holiday seasons, specifically that starts in October. You go to one of their Amazon locations. They provide free RV spaces at the campgrounds they've contracted with, and they provide an income. And a lot of people can make that last an entire year, because the other part of this equation is that it can be a very economical lifestyle choice, especially if you are debt-free. If you're debt-free, you own your rig, you own your vehicle, then really all your expenses are lot rent, a place to put it, food and fuel, and then some incidental expenses like insurance and whatnot, and internet connectivity. But no mortgage, no property taxes, those big ticket items all go away. And again, if you can do this debt-free, you're in that much of a position to be way more flexible with the amount of income that you need to bring in.
Right. And for the biggest challenge, was that it, trying to figure out ways to stay solvent on the road?
Actually, no. It took us 3 years, like I mentioned before, to launch our family. And that first day when I had that epiphany, I ran into the house and I Googled families that live full-time on the road, and I found nothing. I found retirees that live full-time on the road, which is wonderful, but I faced considerably different challenges from them. So we, at that point, decided that this was a niche that we could fill, and we established full-time families as our income source, and that's how we make our living on the road. The biggest challenge is actually living in 350 square feet with my family. We're all very opinionated. We're an Italian family, so we're slightly on the loud side.
That's funny. I can
And
relate.
yes. So fitting these personalities into this 350 square feet is what's most challenging. When I had a house, I could send a misbehaving child to their room, right, and get them out of my way and get myself collected. And I don't have that opportunity anymore. What I have is I have to use my patience and everything that I can to deal with the behavior at the time that it's happening. And in the long run, I know we're a much stronger family for it, but there are days when I really don't have the energy for it.
Oh, funny. And so, it's amazing to me, as I talk to you, my mind is going 100 miles an hour, and I'm thinking of, a lot of the preconceived notions that people have, that the reason that you are on the road is just to sightsee, and it really is to have that family experience. So, if someone is interested in doing this, what would you advise?
If you're interested, I would advise you go to fulltimefamilies.com, and right there on the front page, it says, new to the idea of full-time RVing as a family, start here. And it's got three quick and easy tips for you to get your feet wet and to get a really great idea of what it looks like to do this with your family. So we've amassed those tips through our years of trial and error, and I think we've come up with a pretty good sense of what people need to know when they're looking into this lifestyle.
Okay. Well, great. And so, you know, what tools would you recommend for the families?
For as far as tools go, a sense of humor and a sense of adventure will take you very far. And patience will also definitely come in handy. This is a totally different lifestyle. The only thing that a lot of people have to base their ideas and their preconceived notions about what this will look like is their vacations, right? Especially if they've been RVing.
Right.
But that's the only time that they've been autonomous as a family and been in their own little world where they have led their direction. They're not going to work every day. The kids are not getting up and going to school every day. This is completely different. And so having a sense of humor and a sense of adventure will get you pretty far, because it's two steps forward and one step back in the beginning of this lifestyle. There's a lot of learning. A lot of people, if your husband has been working out of the home and is all of a sudden now living in the same 350 square feet as you and the kids, there's a transition there. If your kids have been going to public school and now you're homeschooling them, there's another transition. If you're adding a child like we did the first month on the road, there's yet a third transition.
Wow.
So being gentle with yourself and realizing that these transitions are coming is half the battle, really. And when we went on the road, there were no resources out there for us. So I had no idea this was coming. I was all bucket lists and lollipops and unicorns, and it was going to be the best. And when everything fell apart in week one, I fell apart right along with it. Through, you know, a lot of prayer and a lot of God's guidance, here we are 5 years later.
Yeah, and it's so awesome, because not only did you prepare ahead of time and you still had a lot to learn, I think, you know, what you and Mary Beth have done is you've really paved the way with your podcast, as well as both of you having businesses that are out there to help road school moms. You've taken a lot of the questions out of the equation, and you've helped people with some tools, and especially with this new journey journal. You know, you were saying to me earlier that people that do journal are 8 times more likely to make their dreams a reality. And so that is so cool that they would be able to really map out and look at their goals, what they want to do, and share them with their husband or wife, if it's a guy doing it, and be able to really plan out how they see this, and then also what the reality is of getting to you know, actually take the first step and do it.
Absolutely. You know, another great tool would be that journey journal, because when it gets hard, when it gets trying, being able to turn back to the pages of why are we doing this again would really help reset your priorities and get you back on track, because it is hard. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not this easy cush, ultimate vacation and long ending, you know, vacation that everyone's on. There's a lot of work involved. The RVs themselves are a lot of work. Moving them from location to location is a lot of work. And then all the interpersonal situations that go along with it are a lot of work. But it's all work that's worthwhile.
That's awesome. Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on with me today. And again, it's fulltimefamilies.com, and Kimberly is you know, available through her website. And also, you know, pick up the phone, go to the website for the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and you can go to the podcast, the Road School Moms podcast, and you are live every week. You know, it's an amazing ministry that they have, that they are available to you each week on a Sunday evening at 9 o'clock when you've got, you know, winding down, kids are in bed or getting ready to go to bed. And also the replays are all available on the website as well. You can listen via iTunes. And one of the things I always ask is that you support our podcasters, and that is by going to iTunes, or if you have a another device and just giving them a rating. And that really helps a lot, Kimberly, because you guys were featured on iTunes as one of the top podcasts. So we want to, you know, get the word out about their podcast and also this wonderful ministry that they have for Rhodes School families.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Felice. And I do want to mention to your listeners, if they do go up there onto iTunes and give us a rating, Mary Beth has this very generous offer. No matter what rating you give us, if you send her an email at info@roadtripteacher.com, she will send you your choice of product from her learning store. So you can see what that's all about. If you'd give us anything less than 5 or 4 stars, we'd love for you to add in that email to her what it is we could do better, because we're always looking for ways to improve our show. And I want to say a special thank you to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network for giving us a platform to reach these families, because without that podcast, these families really do sometimes feel all alone. And we love that they can come to us every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from wherever in the world they are, and connect with other Rhodes School moms having the same challenges.
Oh, wonderful. And in the show notes for the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show that this is being recorded on, and there'll be some links to everything we've talked about today, so that you'll be sure to get those. So, Kimberly, thanks again, and I will be talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.